This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, a strong contingent of WHL talent will be off to try and earn a spot with Canada's World Junior Team. 10 players named to the selection camp. We'll have the latest. Kamloops set to host Scotiabank's Hockey Day in Canada on Rogers Sportsnet. And the festivities will include a special WHL Pro-Am game. Commissioner Ron Robison was on hand for the announcement. Everett Silvertip's tender Carter Hart, nothing short of a brick wall in November. He's been named the Vaughan WHL Goaltender of the Month. He'll join us. And Lethbridge Hurricane forward Justin Gutierrez is the WHL Player of the Week. He'll be our guest. Well, Hockey Canada has come out with the names of 30 players invited to take part in Canada's National Junior Team Selection Camp, which will be held in Etobicoke, Ontario later this month. 10 of those players are from the WHL, including two returning players who helped Canada win gold last year at the tournament in Montreal and Toronto. Victoria Royals captain Joe Hicketts and Moose Jaw Warrior forward Braden Point headlined the list. Also getting the invite, defenseman Hayden Fleury of the Red Deer Rebels, Noah Juleson of the Everett Silvertips, and Travis Sanheim of the Calgary Hitmen. The list of forwards includes Matthew Barzell, the WHL Player of the Month for November, as well as a pair of Kelowna Rockets and Nick Merkley and Rourke Sharche, and branded Wheat Kings forwards Jace Howerlick and John Quenville. Team also includes Victoria Royals head coach Dave Lowry and branded Wheat Kings head coach Kelly McCrimmon, as well as Spokane Chiefs general manager Tim Speltz as part of the managing team. Brian Cheeseman of the Edmonton Oil Kings will serve as a therapist for Team Canada, while the Victoria Royals' Matt Auerbach has been named as equipment manager. This year's tournament is in Helsinki, Finland. It begins Boxing Day. Good luck to all the WHL players headed to the selection camp.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Scotiabank's Hockey Day in Canada on Rogers Sportsnet is coming to Kamloops in February. The WHL will also celebrate with its 50th season with a special alumni pro-am game featuring former WHL greats. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison spoke at the announcement.
First of all, I'd like to express our sincere thanks to Scotiabank, Rogers Sportsnet, and the City of Kamloops for giving the Western Hockey League and the Kamloops Blazers the opportunity to participate in the 2016 edition of Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada. This is not the first time that the Western Hockey League or the Kamloops Blazers have been part of Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada. As local Blazer fans will recall, in 2011, 5 years ago, the Blazers gave up a home game to travel to Whitehorse to become the first ever regular season game in a Western Hockey League game to be played in the Yukon, featuring the Vancouver Giants and the Kamloops Blazers. We feel it's appropriate, obviously, to have our 50th season Pro-Am celebration, the first of its kind ever in Western Hockey League history, right here in Kamloops with the storied history of this franchise. It's also very fitting that we will have two of the greatest alumni in the Western Hockey League history, Darcy Tucker and Mark Recchi, championing those two teams that will be made up of a lineup of great NHL and WHL former players, including Lanny McDonald, Wendell Clark, and Wade Redden, just to name a few.
We'll have more next week on that 50th season alumni pro-am game, which will be held in Kamloops Thursday, February 4th.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
What a November for Everett Silvertips goaltender Carter Hart. He posted a 9-2-0-1 record with a paltry 1.16 goals against average and a .951 save percentage to go along with four shutouts. A voice of the Silvertips, Mike Benton, has more.
Well, Carter, this last month was a November here to remember for the Everett Silvertips, playing some fine hockey at home, getting things right eventually on the road. You had, obviously, a lot to do with that. What did you take away as far as how many leaps and bounds that this team took and how many leaps and bounds that you took in net as well?
Yeah, it was a huge month for us, and everyone's playing great right now. Everyone's doing the little things right, you know. We're playing solid. Like, yeah. We're not giving up too many chances. We're starting to bear down on our chances. I know in the earlier of the year we weren't scoring too many goals. We were getting chances, but we weren't bearing down. And now I think it's starting to come around, and it's showing. We had 15 goals there in the last three games or something. So it's really turning around, and things are looking good for this club right now.
The shutouts were certainly piling up at one point about a couple of weeks ago, and the hockey world really took notice. As a goaltender, can you really put your finger on what it's like to feel, quote-unquote, in the zone?
I don't really know if you can. It's you're not really thinking about anything, so I don't really know if you're in the zone. You're not really thinking.
The Canada-Russia series and getting a chance to play through that, having Noah Jolson on your side and as well getting a look at some of the premier top-end talent that will be making some waves all across the world of hockey. Obviously, that was quite the experience out there for a couple of days to be around some elite-level talent. What was that like?
It was a lot of fun. It was pretty cool being a part of that, just even growing up and watching the series on TV every year and getting a chance to play in it was incredible. And going to the rink and seeing some of those guys next to you in the room, it's pretty special. And everyone in that room has such top end talent. It was awesome. It was a great experience.
How much extra fuel does that provide for you to get back to the national stage later on in your career?
Oh, a ton. It's always an honor to throw on the Maple Leaf, and it's every kid's dream to play for your country, and it drives you to be better all the time, and to play on that stage, that world stage, is such an honor and such an incredible feeling.
This is obviously a big year for you in the middle of a draft year, and the numbers are certainly saying that. So far, the test is being passed with flying colors. Now, obviously, when we get to that end of the road at the draft stage or within that atmosphere of the NHL entry draft, what do you hope to be as far as the level of progression for you as a goaltender and as a professional?
Well, the draft is a long ways away, so really that's not in your mind right now. You just got a lot of hockey games left, and just got to take one game at a time, and that's pretty much it, really.
Part of our conversation a few days ago centered around one of your idols. He plays in Montreal, that being Carey Price. What do you admire most about his game, and maybe how much that can apply to you as well?
He's so consistent and calm in the net, and day in and day out, he's the workhorse of their team, and he's so efficient in his movements. He doesn't overmove. He's so calm, and that's what I really admire about him.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Lethbridge Hurricanes continue to contend for a Central Division crown. WHL Player of the Week is Justin Gutierrez. He sat down with Dustin Forbes.
Chatting with the WHL Player of the Week, Justin Gutierrez. And Justin, I guess first off, what does that honor mean to you?
It's a huge honor. It's definitely nice to get, and I owe a lot of it to my line mates.
6 goals in 3 games. What was working for you?
Honestly, I was just in the right place at the right time. Got great passes, and I just finished when I had the chance.
Go back to Saturday night. You score your first WHL hat trick. What was that feeling like?
It was unreal. I was actually one of my goals this year. I wanted to get one, and I was definitely happy I got it.
You've matched your career high in goals already, and I think 39 games less. Just talk about the season so far offensively for you.
It's going good. I was in a little dry spell for a bit, but hopefully I'm out of that. But I'm enjoying it, and I think I'm getting some good chances.
You were put on a line going into last week with Yegor Babenko and Braden Burke. The three of you put together for the first time, and in 3 games you combined for 22 points. Instant chemistry, safe to say?
They're just such great players. Babs is so skilled. Burke could be one of the best passers in the league, and it's just an honor playing with those guys, and it's really fun.
Is it easy playing with guys like that?
Oh, it's so easy. You just got to get open, and Burke can find you, and Babs can bury every chance he has, it seems.
It's your overage season. You must be enjoying the last year in the WHL.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I want to soak it in, and I hope it's not my last year playing hockey. I want to keep playing after this.
You are in your last WHL year, but you're well on pace to have your best offensive output. Why maybe the change offensively from previous years?
I honestly couldn't tell you. Maybe it's just maturity, getting more comfortable in the league, or maybe it's even a new change of scenery that had to do it. So I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
Talk about that change of scenery. You spent 3 years with the Tri-City Americans. You were traded in the offseason to Lethbridge. How have you enjoyed the experience here in Lethbridge so far?
I've enjoyed it a lot. Tri treated me great, and I have nothing but good things to say about them. But definitely Lethbridge is my home now, and I'm really enjoying it. I love the guys, and the community is great.
Talk about the team's performance. 17-9 so far on the season after last weekend's play. Safe to say it's a pretty big turnaround, and you guys are turning heads around the league.
No, yeah, it's huge. I think Kissio's done a great job on giving us our format and what we have to do each game. And I don't know, the players are playing great each game, and we're just trying to find ways to win.
pretty deep team too. It seems when somebody's not going offensively, somebody else can pick it up.
Yeah, we definitely, our goal is to roll all four, and I think it's what we can beat teams with is with our depth. We have seems like all four lines are firing right now, so it's good.
As a team, I know this is a team that has struggled in the last couple of years, and there are some returning players on that, but when you guys go into games against teams you haven't seen, do you take pride in kind of maybe surprising them?
Oh yeah, we look forward to it. We love when they start, I guess they're not their backup goalie. We actually take that as like a fence, and we want to just, I guess, put as much goals as we can on him and just send a message, I guess.
I guess the last thing we'll ask you is, do you feel like something special building here in Lethbridge?
Yeah, for sure. The guys are so close, and you can definitely tell that outside and in the rink. People are hanging out even after a 10-day road trip, and guys want to win, and we definitely want to make playoffs and have a run for it.
Justin, congratulations on being named WHL Player of the Week. Thanks for this.
Yeah, thank you.
There he is, Justin Gutierrez, the WHL Player of the Week. 6 goals in 3 games.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say special thanks to Dustin Forbes for his help, as well as Mike Benton in Everett. Thanks, fellas. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.